Wow, that's a bit heavy metal-esque for Suzanne, isn't it?
This time of the morning.
Yeah, is it Monday?
It's Monday.
So at least we didn't do it on a Sunday and we gave people a bit of a chance to go, oh, heavy.
I so hope we're here on the right day, Alex.
I'm hoping so too. I'm getting slightly confused actually with my days.
Are you?
So, yeah, I think I don't actually generally tend to work on a daily basis.
Right, well, what I'm going to do from now is I'm going to text you every morning, Alex, and just simply go, Monday.
Don't be so mean to me. Isn't it funny, actually? It doesn't matter how many years you live here, and I suppose this depends where you come from, but for myself, it comes from the UK and yourself as well. Monday, Sunday nights and Monday mornings, you always get that feel of dread, despite the fact that you're already a couple of days into the week.
It is a weird one. And one thing I've always said about, you know, that working the different days in this part of the world is I've never got used to working Sundays, but I very quickly got used to having Friday off.
Me too. And Thursday and Wednesday and Tuesday. I know it's mean. Listen, first time we've worked together.
It is. First time we met, I think, this morning.
Yes. And you've been coming into the studio for many years.
Yes. Well, I've been helping out on Dubai Eye probably for, can you believe, close to 5 years now with Suzanne Radford. We started out on The Big Brunch and I used to co-host on a Saturday with that. And then since the Today Show, she took over a year ago, I've helped out on a Monday. So,
oh, fantastic.
I'm very used to this chair, Alex.
Good. Well, you won't be leaving that chair for the next 2 hours, so make yourself comfortable. As we said on today's show, we're going to be talking about all things that are strange but true, amazing coincidences, unbelievable facts, and so on. Thank you so much, Richard, for coming up with this idea, because I think this is wonderful.
Well, I just think, you know, there's all these sort of things where we go, ooh, that's a bit spooky, that's a bit weird, and you know, most of us out there have a story ourselves which, you know, we've not truly been able to explain, or it's just been sort of too far-fetched to be true, and those sort of things really interest me. So I'm really eager today to hear from the Dubai Eye listeners and see what their sort of strange but true or their coincidences are. You know, does lightning strike twice? That's a question I should be asking you later, Alex.
Okie dokie. Well, if you'd like to contribute to the show, 4001 is the SMS number. You can always give us a call as well, 04-423-1010. We look forward to hearing from you. Now, Richard, just to explain a little bit about your background and to give me some background knowledge of yourself, Flying Elephant is who you work for.
That's correct.
Who is that?
Well, Flying Elephant, we're predominantly an events company. We're a production company. The company started 15 years ago as a children's birthday party company, supplying bouncy castles and clowns to private villas. And over the years, it's grown and grown and grown to where actually the children's side of thing is now very, very small. We sort of specialise these days in the big shopping mall decoration, the big sets and the big productions you see in the shopping mall. Chances are we've probably had something to do with it. And where we differ from most, I suppose, event companies these days is we have our own production house. So everything you see we build in-house. We employ about 50 to 60 skilled labourers, from carpenters to artists to welders, that sort of thing. And we build everything here in Alcoz, tailor-make for the client, and it's very exciting. Every day is very different, so you'll see us in the shopping malls. Another side of the company is we still do the big corporate family fun days. So when the big corporate companies are having a day off and they invite their family, and you'll see on the lawns of hotels occasionally, or in the big parks, the bouncy castles and the rides and the swings and the game stores. Again, probably we're behind that.
Can I come and work for you?
You can, of course.
Yay.
Alex.
Are you a big kid yourself?
I'm a, yes, terrible,
yeah, me too.
Terrible big kid.
It's bad, isn't it? It's bad. I can juggle badly,
can
but I can juggle.
You have a job.
Yay! Fantastic. Thank you so much for coming in and joining us today, and I know you'll be back with us next week as well. Now, listen, let's start with some of the strange but true. I was reading some stuff this morning, doing some prep before the show, and you forget how many odd things, stories there are from around the world.
Absolutely. I mean, just, you know, with the coincidence thing as well. I was talking to somebody at work the other day, and we happened to sort of get onto the subjects of birthdays, and I'd known this guy for a year, and it turned out that we shared the same birthday, which is August the 16th, which is coming up next month, Alex, and I will be 40. You know, and I was thinking,
40?
40, I'll be 40 next month. I'm clinging onto my 30s with with the last of my fingernails.
Yeah, I'm clinging on to my teens.
Mentioning birthdays, I must say, actually, my mum, bless her, was 70 years old yesterday, and she had a big party back in the UK. So happy birthday, mum.
Happy birthday, Richard's mum.
Happy birthday, Richard's mum. But going back, and I thought, you know, this is strange, but true, but there's somebody in my office who has the same birthday, and I had no idea. And, you know, being a bit of a square like I am, I sort of put the probabilities into the computer, and it's not that big a coincidence. On planet Earth, 9 million people at any one time share the same birthday as you.
Ah.
So what you think is this massive coincidence actually suddenly turns out to be quite probable. And I'll tell you a quick story of one of the biggest coincidences I ever had in Dubai. And it was actually partly to do with Dubai Eye. And when I first moved to Dubai, my mum informed me that I had a relative living in Dubai that I had never met, one of my relatives from Ireland, a cousin. And she said, you must go and get in touch with him. You must go and look him up. So I said, you know, well, where does he work? And he said, well, he's a chef in one of the Irish restaurants or establishments. I'm not sure which. So I sort of went around and did a bit of research and started to track him down, but never actually got to meet him. And then going back to Dubai Eye Radio, one day Suzanne rang up and said, would you co-host the big brunch on the Saturday? We've got a chef coming in from one of the restaurants. So I said, yeah, I'll be there. And right at the last minute, I had to cancel due to other work commitments. So I said, don't worry, Suzanne, I'm really sorry, but I'll listen to you on the way back from Abu Dhabi and, you know, I'll text in. And I was driving back from Abu Dhabi and the chef came on and he started talking in an Irish accent, and so I didn't think anything at first. And Susanna started asking a few questions, as, you know, where are you from? And he was from a small town in Ireland called Clifton. And it went on and it went on, and it turned out that this was my cousin being interviewed live on Dubai Eye. And if I hadn't have had a work commitment, I would have been the co-host and we would have discovered live on air that we were actually cousins.
That would have been a coincidence.
It was a near sort of Cilla Black moment, but not quite.
That's great. For those of you who don't know, Cilla Black was a fantastic presenter in the UK that used to host a show called Surprise Surprise, bringing people together who hadn't seen each other for years. In fact, I'm not very sure whether it's to do with star signs or where I'm from, but when I first arrived in Dubai and I contacted the radio station because I'd worked in radio, it turned out that the head of 92 was actually, who's now at another radio station based in Abu Dhabi, we went to school together, share a birthday, same as the current head of Virgin Radio. We're from the same, same place, share a birthday.
You see, they're all around us. And that's what I want to hear this morning, Alex. Everybody's strange and weird coincidence.